With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden says Israel and Hamas are very close to reaching a deal to release hostages. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says he and other U.S. officials have been involved in negotiations to free the hostages being held in the Israel-Hamas war. He tells reporters that things are looking good at the moment.
We're now very close. Could bring some of these hostages home very soon.
Mr. Biden declined to offer any other details about a possible agreement, saying nothing is done until it's done. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with former President Trump Monday night at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, after endorsing the GOP frontrunner's 2023 White House bid.
The meeting took place during a fundraiser for GOP Representative Gus Bilirakis of Florida, marking the first time the two have spoken in person since Johnson became speaker in late October, according to several news reports. Days before the meeting, Johnson told CNBC in an interview that he is, quote, all in for President Trump, breaking with his predecessor, GOP Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, who declined to back a candidate in the Republican primaries when he was speaker earlier this year. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden has ordered that U.S. flags on federal government buildings and property will be lowered to half staff in recognition of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died Sunday. Carter was 96. She's to be buried Wednesday, November 29th, in Plains, Georgia, the hometown she shared with former President Jimmy Carter. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the NASDAQ dropped 84, the S&P 500 lower by 9. This is SRN News. It's time for Bless Friday.
Yes, I said Bless Friday, not Black Friday. It's the 13th annual national effort to get Christians to skip the traditional post-Thanksgiving Day spending frenzy and kick off the Christmas season with service instead. Churches are being urged to send their members to local food banks and homeless shelters and nursing homes on Friday. Some congregations will go door to door in their communities, offering to do yard work or chores for residents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. Located in Seneca Falls, New York, the site of the first women's rights convention in 1848, the hall inducts a new class every other year to recognize women's contributions to fields such as the arts, sports, education, and government. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Wall Street drifted to a lower close following a strong rally that vaulted it to its highest level since the start of August. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, its third loss in the last 17 days. Lowe's and Best Buy both sank despite reporting stronger profit for the latest quarter than expected. Each cited challenges ahead and cut their forecast for results over the full year. Treasury yields were relatively steady following the release of the minutes from the Fed's last meeting. The Dow was down 62 points to finish at 35,088. The NASDAQ lost 84 to 14,199. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points to 45.38. New York oil fell 6 cents to $77.77 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.